you would say to a child if he's just learning to dress himself, and you take his clothes into him and you say to him,
here are your clothes, now dress yourself.
Okay, good. If someone thanks you for riding to town, you might say, don't mention it, we
enjoyed having you.
Oh, we were
delighted to have you.
Going
with us anyway.
Let's see. What might you wear on your dress in the kitchen?
An apron or smock.
To sign your name and ink, you use a
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat or a sweater.
Okay. Sometimes between your coat and shirt you wear a special mend.
Scarf.
Well, the same material as a coat and pants of a suit.
You mean a vest?
Okay. Is there another term you might use for that?
I guess some people use a waistcoat, but I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. What about, you'd say a suit consists of a coat, vest, and?
Trousers or pants.
Mm-hmm. What about you wear when you're working around the barn, people, farmers wear?
We wear overalls.
Okay. What about if you go outside in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here,
I'm sure you'll be cold when you'll need this.
Or what about using a part of the brain?
I brought this to you.
Okay. What about if it was the wrong package? Someone might call and say, please
bring me this other package.
Okay. Or please bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back.
What about that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy
a new outfit.
What about matching coat and pants?
A new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Okay. If this shirt isn't sanitized, I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay. The one I washed yesterday
did shrink.
Okay. Lately, it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Okay. What would you call something that you put your money in? If it's small, had a class month for carrying coins.
You mean a purse?
Mm-hmm. What if it's larger?
A pocketbook?
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt. Or suspenders.
Okay. What do you hold
Jean Talmadge called them galluses.
Galluses. You ever heard the word braces used in that connection?
Maybe a few times.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Coverlet, spread, quilt.
Okay. What about the head of the bed where you put your head on
the pillows.
Okay. Or what's one called?
Pillow.
Okay. What about, what do you put on the bed for warmth? Some cover that had batting in it, made out of patchwork, maybe lined.
Quilt.
Okay. Any other term that you might use for that?
Comforter.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down the floor that children especially like to sleep on? A bed on the floor.
Pallet.
Okay. What about the flat lowland along the stream, overflowed in spring and plowed later?